Right, May, we've got a minute to hear your story about Eusebio.
Well, I went to see Eusebio at Windsor Park.
Uh-huh.
I think it was the autumn of 1963.
Against Distillery?
Yes, against Distillery, and Tom Finney was playing for Distillery. They had signed him up.
That's right.
To give them a bit of a boost. So I used to make the tea for the directors of Distillery Football Club at the home matches.
You're not May the tea lady at Seaview, are you?
No, I'm from Grosvenor Park.
Oh, that's all right. It was May made a great cup of tea at Seaview. I think it was Madge.
It was Grosvenor Park.
I've got my Madge and my May mixed up. It was Madge
and
at Seaview.
Also, Benfica presented to Distillery a gold filigree galleon.
Here, I'll get you back after 10. You can tell me what a galleon is. We'll have to go to the news.
Okay, bye.
Welcome back to the Nolan Show. 10:05, 25 minutes to go, plenty still to come. Told you at the top of the programme we'd be talking about the disastrous start of the season at Manchester United, and a couple of the tweeters already suggesting that David Moyes is doing such a great job, he should get a 10-year deal as soon as possible. 0845955678 is the number to call. We've been talking about airport parking, we've been talking about a possible 2.5% increase in terms of pensions, but most importantly, we were asking about your memories of the Everly brothers and of Eusebio, of course. Sad news over the weekend, Eusebio sadly passing away. So to Phil Everly, keep the calls coming in. We're going to come back to the Everly brothers a little bit later in the programme. Some of you already been in touch, your memories of them. But we were talking to May just before the news, and she was telling us about, she's the tea lady. I got my May and my Madge's confused, which was used up a bit of time. Madge, of course, the tea lady who was a Crusader for many years. May telling us she was the tea lady for Distillery as well. And May is back. So May, 1963. And Benfica are here with Eusebio to play Distillery. And you were telling me about a presentation. A gold galleon.
It was a gold galleon, like an armada ship.
Right.
And it was absolutely beautiful.
And this was presented from club to club?
Presented from Benfica to Distillery.
I wonder where that is. Somebody's bound to have that.
I would love to know. They kept it in a glass cabinet in the boardroom
uh-huh.
at Grosvenor Park. And of course, Grosvenor Park's no longer there. And I would love to know where that is.
That would be brilliant to find out.
Beautiful piece of work. Beautiful.
If anybody knows, you know, there are people who listen who maybe would know where that particular gold galleon is. Anybody associated with Distillery, if you know, or maybe even you have seen that gold galleon that May is talking about, give us a ring this morning. That'll be brilliant to find out. 0845955678. You still making cups of tea, May, are you?
Well, I'm making cups of tea here at my own home. I loved every minute of it because
how many years did you do that for?
Oh, I did it for about 20 years, probably.
My goodness.
But all these journalists used to come in at half time and they were all arguing through each other.
Oh.
I have such lovely memories of Malcolm Brodie.
Fantastic man, wasn't he?
And Ronald Rosser.
There's a blast from the past.
And Harry Thompson.
Yes.
He was a Glentoran man. And this big fella from the Irish News, who I, for the life of me, this morning I can't remember him. He was very, very tall. He was younger than the other journalists, black hair, and he worked for the Irish News. And he was very opinionated.
What era are we talking about?
We're talking 1963.
Right, were the Alex and Paddy Toner about at that time, were they?
Paddy Toner, that's his name. Paddy Toner, I served him many a cup of tea.
Well, there you are. That's put your mind at ease.
It's put my mind at ease because this morning I can see him in my mind, and I just could. And he used to argue the bit out with Malcolm Brodie and Ronald Rosser. They were all, you know, arguing away there at half time. But William Wilton, the Undertaker, he was always there, and Sammy Moore, who owned SS Moore's.
My goodness.
He was a director of distillery.
Some characters would have drunk out of your kettle anyway, May.
Yes,
listen,
it was a wonderful time.
Well, listen, lovely to hear from you this morning, and thanks for calling in. And if anybody knows where that gold galleon is, hopefully they'll phone in and let us know, or they can maybe even tweet me or get in contact with me after the programme if they can't do it now. But it'd be brilliant if you would call in now, 08459 555 678. We could take May up and see that gold galleon again, just to let her get another look at it.